Welcome, welcome to the best 5-minute wine podcast
with Forrest Kelly.
We know that Freestone Vineyard sits on one of the most demanding places to grow fruits on the whole West Coast. So when people ask why a bottle from Freestone costs what it does, what's the story behind that price? What goes into a wine before it ever reaches the labeling stage?
I can say what will definitely equate to a bottle price is that it costs a significant amount of money to farm on the Sonoma Coast. And the reason being is that we employ all our own in-house vineyard staff, which is 12 to 15 people. They have benefits. They have a retirement. They have vacation, paid holidays, all this stuff. It is high touch, high detail farming. That also equates into the cost of a bottle of wine. And unfortunately, in our world, prices are never coming down, they only go up. And so each year, incrementally, our overhead is going to increase. And so to maintain a margin and profitability, you have to have a certain bottle price to pay those bonuses, pay the 401k match, to give the holidays, to give people benefits, to, you know, from the social equity aspect, it's going to equate to higher bottle prices, whether we like it or not. Now, there's lots of wines that are out there that might be a lower price, but they're going to farm it vastly different. They're going to farm for quantity. They're going to probably machine harvest it. They're going to use farm labor contractors. So they may not have any in-house employees that farm their grapes. It might be all contracted out. Also locale, like where the grapes are located. When you're on the Sonoma Coast, it's the proximity to the ocean heavily influences the grape growing season. So, you know, your sprays and things you do to the vineyards to protect your fruit in the Sonoma Coast might be, you know, let's just put a number, let's say it's 35 times, where in Napa Valley floor, you might only have to do that spray 10 times. So just depending on where you're at, what you're trying to accomplish, you know, how you age your wines, is it 100% French oak? All those things all tie into the direct cost of a bottle. And then you put your margin on there that you want to make, which I'm not even well-versed enough to tell you exactly what our margin target is. That all equates to the reason why some wines are much more expensive than others.
Wow. Honestly, that's one of the best breakdowns I've heard. It's easy to forget that a bottle of wine, you know, is representing real people's livelihoods. It's not just grapes and barrels. Thank you for sharing that, you know, and reminding us that you're paying a living wage and offering a 401k real time off. That's not cheap, and it says a lot about the kind of operation that you're running at Freestone. Appreciate you laying that out so clearly. Let me lead you into this emotional question. Does it ever get old when you watch somebody open a bottle for the first time and tasting your wine and seeing their reaction?
No, never. No, I find so much satisfaction in thinking that, or I like to think that there's memories that have been created over wines my team and I have made. I think that's such a fulfilling and awesome thing to think about, that what we have crafted has really impacted somebody in such a positive way, that that it invokes that memory, and that something, you know, my team and I made was a part of that. I think that that's super special. I love that aspect about wine. I love the communal aspect. I think it's, you know, humans have fermented things since we started, you know, walking the planet and learning fermentation. It's hugely important to our culture. I think that there's nothing better than eating a meal, sharing an amazing bottle of wine and laughs. And it's just such a communal, it's such an important communal thing that we should continue to do.
What's your favorite out of all of the your current stock? What do you got? Seven choices? Do you have a favorite?
We have Pinot Noir. Like, I think it's better to put it, which is like my favorite wine. Pinot Noir is my amour. Like, I am so infatuated with Pinot Noir. I've always been infatuated with Pinot Noir. I really don't see that subsiding. I also very much love Chardonnay. It doesn't mean I don't love other wines and other varietals, but my deserted island wine is Pinot Noir, for sure, through and through. It's always been what I've loved the most.